Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now tuned in to the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up?
I am Antoine Y. Slicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes. Also, follow us on that Instagram at 2Nonsense1. That's 2Nonsense and the number 1. And don't forget to get into that Facebook community. Search 2 cents, 9 cents in your Facebook search bar.
When you going to post something on Instagram?
Join the community. We'd love to have you. I don't know. When pigs fly.
That's why we even got one.
You know what, man? I shouldn't have said when pigs fly. Because you know what? Cops got helicopters. So I should have been posting.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a corny-ass joke. I had to get one off, though. How you been, bro?
I'm all right, man.
We are recording this on Saturday, January 4th, but this will drop on Tuesday, I think. I don't know.
Whenever you drop it.
Whenever the shit drops.
And,
you know?
And I remember to post it.
Just whenever shit drops. But this is going to be our second episode. Our first non-sports episode of 2020. We brought in the new year right. We did a 2-hour episode to let you guys come into the new year with us. We did a new year rap. We did a whole year rap.
I didn't even listen to that shit yet.
What? Yeah, that joint was lit, man. I liked it. It was pretty good. It was a great episode.
I mean, I'm going to listen to it. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
It was a great episode, man. So if you haven't listened to that yet, go back, listen to it. We like to welcome you to the year 2020. It's going to be a great year for us, man. I believe that.
I hope so.
You got to talk it into existence. It's going to be a great year for us. You know, we could try to expand the podcast, get you better topics, more topics. We want you guys to interact with us, be on the show. I thought she was trying to get Jason on the first episode. You couldn't get Jason?
I didn't ask him.
What the fuck?
Yo, man.
No, never mind. We'll get up on the next one.
I ain't even gonna lie. It's been a lazy week for me.
That's cool, man. I understand.
You know, my son ain't been in school, so I ain't been getting that much sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You know what, man? For the first time, I had a day off in the middle of the week because I ain't had to work on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
So I was sitting at home in the middle of the week.
Didn't know what to do with yourself.
Not what the fuck to do with myself. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, and you can't do nothing because ain't nothing open. Like, you're just sitting there. You're like, what the fuck is going on?
Play the shit out your Xbox.
You know? I actually did. I started playing Mass Effect Andromeda, my second playthrough. I played a little bit of The Witcher 3.
Okay.
The Witcher is my shit. I love that fucking thing. I'm going to watch the show tomorrow after I watch Wrestle Kingdom. Because The Witcher got a show on Netflix. The opening scene of that joint is ridiculous.
Well, you better watch that shit early. Because, you know, football starts at 1.
I know football starts at 1. I mean, who playing again? I forgot. Like... I don't even know. Like, I don't want to see the Eagles game because
they're going to lose.
Yeah. I might watch the 1 o'clock game and then after the 1 o'clock game, just do whatever.
I ain't watching the 4 o'clock. I don't watch 4 o'clock games. And I got to fucking work tomorrow.
Ooh, man.
I hate working on
Sundays. I ain't even look at the new schedule, man. Because they had me on this week because they was being petty. They was like, oh, you wanted the new year and they.
I think they only gave you one day. I think you only worked Thursday.
Oh, you see how they do me? They get that petty after a nigga take a vacation.
Give you a Pete day.
Yeah. Give me a Pete day. And it'd be fucked up if I give them a call out day. It'd be fucked up.
No, don't do that shit to me, man.
Don't do that shit to you.
For real.
I ain't gonna do you like that, man. I show up, man, on Thursday, right? You said Thursday.
Yeah, I'll double check for you, but I think it's Thursday.
I mean, I can check it once.
I know it ain't no Malcolm Day, so.
I can check it once I get off the air here. Because I can get onto the site on my computer. But, you know, as far as with the 2019 season, man, we appreciate all the listeners that we did garner throughout our 47 episodes. We did 47
for the year.
Throughout our 47 episodes, man, we appreciate you guys being here consistently. All 15 of y'all was here consistently. It was great. We appreciate that. Now we just looking to expand this, to get more listeners. So the goal for this time next year is to have doubled, maybe tripled in listeners by that time frame.
I feel like we also, we gotta get on more platforms too.
We do have to get on more platforms, which the goal for us to be on more platforms.
At least one or two. At least at two more.
My goal is for us by the end of June, so I'm going to say June 30th, is to be on at least 5 to 6 different platforms that I could think of. I'm thinking iTunes, I'm thinking Google, we on CastBox, the other one that you sent me.
Yeah, I forgot the name of it.
Podcast One. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try to be on, my goal for us by the end of June is to be on 5 or 6 platforms where you guys can get on that. Also, one of the goals for this year as well is to get video so that you guys can view us on the YouTube, the Instagram with the video, the Insta stories and all that shit, you know, TikTok or whatever the fuck that shit is that had all them viewers on it. What was that program? TikTok? The one that your son uses.
I guess that's what it's called.
Yeah, that shit that he on. We try and be on anything. We try and be out here.
Well, that's on you. I don't want nothing to do with that.
You don't want nothing to do with that?
Nah.
Okay. We're going to try to get as many platforms as we can and expand.
Shit, it's hard enough for me. I can barely be on Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
I know, man. It's
social media is hard.
You thought I was playing when I said that shit, didn't you?
Nah. I mean, Facebook is easy. You know, you find something just because everybody on there is a friend of a friend, yeah. Basically.
So, that's one of our goals, man, is to expand that shit out. Now, in the wrap-up episode, we talked about music. We talked about a lot of music. I didn't get a chance to pull the movie side of it, but I pulled some artists that are supposed to be coming out this year, and I want you to let me know whether or not you're looking forward to hearing the album. This is why we need to get the video so I can see the face that you give me when I say shit about stuff. Like, yo, are you fucking kidding me? So, a lot of different artists are supposed to be dropping this year. I'm going to name some off, and you let me know if you're looking forward to an album from them or not. First up, Selena Gomez is supposed to be dropping a new album.
I've never listened to her music.
You never listened to her before?
No.
So you might give her a try?
Probably not, no. But, you know, she cute.
Okay. Big Little Town is supposed to be dropping a new album this year. I guess they are the country. I guess that's country. Or is they rock? I don't know what they is, but Big Little Town. Yeah. Don't know.
Don't know them.
Kesha is supposed to be dropping a new album.
Don't know who that is either.
You don't remember Kesha?
Who?
Kesha.
No.
Okay. Never mind then. Whatever. Ozzy Osbourne is supposed to be dropping a new album this year.
No.
Dude, look at your face. Party Next Door is supposed to be dropping a new album this year. He under Drake's camp.
Oh, definitely not.
In the Drake's camp.
Definitely not.
Green Day is supposed to be dropping a new album this year.
I will check that out.
It's called Father of All Motherfuckers.
I will definitely check that out. The name of the album
is going to be
called. I'm a Green Day fan. I will definitely check
that out. I like Green
Day
too, man. I'm going to listen to that shit too. It's supposed to be released in February, just so you know. So look forward to that in February. Young Thug is supposed to be dropping a new album.
Who cares?
Okay. Right. Weezer is supposed to be dropping a new album. That's a rock group, I think. No. Justin Bieber is supposed to be dropping a new
Come
album.
Come on, man.
No?
No.
The Dixie Chicks are supposed to be dropping a new album this year.
No.
No. Evanescence is supposed to be dropping a new album this year.
Don't know who that is.
It's a rock group. I'm looking forward to that. I probably checked them out. They ain't been out in about 6-7 years. See what they gonna do. Kid Cudi is supposed to be dropping a new album this year. J. Cole is supposed to be dropping another boring ass album this year.
Nope. I ain't.
Drake is supposed to be dropping a new album this year.
Nope. Never listened to a Drake album.
Lana Del Rey is gonna drop a new album this year. After her smash, net Grammy nominated Norman fucking Rockwell album.
Don't even know who she is.
Megadeth is supposed to be dropping a new album this year. Rock group.
Okay.
Ain't heard from them in a while. Migos supposed to be dropping a new album this year.
Nope.
Megan Thee Stallion is supposed to be dropping a new album this year. One Republic supposed to be dropping a new album this year. Sam Smith. Supposed to be dropping a new album this year.
I like Sam Smith's voice, but I can't listen to his music.
Can't listen to his music. Why can't you listen to the man?
Because I know he's singing about a dude.
Get that man. Leave that man alone. Man.
Nah, I'm not knocking him at all. I just
him
said
and Frank Ocean. Supposed to be
I
dropping
just
a new
said
album.
He got an amazing voice. I just can't listen to his music. The only Sam Smith song I can listen to is the joint off the 007, man.
You wildin', bro. Go listen to that man album, man. That man album is good, man. Cardi B.
Nope.
Is gonna
Why
be
you even bring that up?
Because she releasing a new album,
nobody
dog.
Cares.
I named everybody else. You think I'm going to just leave off
but
Cardi
B? But you know me.
I know you don't
so,
like Cardi
So why even bring it up?
Did you even listen to Cardi B's other album, bro?
I don't want to.
I actually listened to her album. It wasn't that bad.
Yes, it was. And you know it was.
It wasn't that bad.
Yes, it was.
She had some good features on it.
You told me it was bad.
It was bad, but it wasn't that bad.
Yes, it was. Cause bet you never listened to it again. Yeah.
I'm going to plead the fifth on this one. No, I ain't listen to it again. But I'm just saying it wasn't that bad. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
She ruined Madden for me last year.
That song was trash. That song was trash. You know who else be ruining shit for me right now, though?
Who?
That girl, Lizzo. I cannot stand listening to her.
I've never heard her. The only thing I know about her is when she showed her ass at the Lakers game.
At the Lakers game.
I've never heard of her before that, so.
This one might be great for you. Alicia Keys is supposed to be dropping a new album.
You might be surprised by this. I've never listened to an Alicia Keys album. Never.
What?
Nope, not one. Not a one album.
But that's your girl, don't they?
Yeah, because she's beautiful.
But you ain't never listened to that her music?
I've heard, like, the songs that they play on the radio.
But you
whatever.
Ain't never...
Have I ever listened to an album? No, I couldn't name an album of hers.
Songs in A Minor is, like, one of the greatest R&B albums
ever. That was the first joint, right?
Yeah, that's, like, one of the greatest R&B albums to ever come out. This shit is amazing.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying I ain't never listened to it.
Word.
Yeah. I never said nothing bad about her talent. She's
I know
she's
you
very
had,
talented.
But I was just, it's just, wow. Man. Well, YouTube has 4 albums all the time. Go listen to her album.
Nigga, you know I ain't a YouTube person.
Go download her album off the fucking download site that you go on.
I can't. That's why I ain't been listening to no new music.
Why you can't? What happened?
Because it don't download the whole albums. Damn. It downloads like 5 songs out of like 20.
Damn, bro. And
And I ain't paying for your shit.
Got? What music players you got on your phone? You might need a new music player. I had to get a new music player on my phone. I put a new music player on my phone so all the albums show up correctly now.
Okay.
Because that Samsung Music shit won't doing it for me.
Well, I tried the Samsung and the Google Play joint.
Yeah, neither one of them was doing it for me, so I had to download a new music player in order to get my shit right.
Okay, well, maybe I have to do the same.
Yeah, gotta get your shit right. But yeah, man, some of these albums I am looking forward. Some of these artists I am looking forward to hearing from. I'm curious to hear what Drake's gonna do.
I'm not.
And the only reason why I'm curious to hear what he's gonna do, because he had a bad 2019, boy. He got dragged through the mud. in 2019. Pusha T, all of them, just dragging this guy through the mud. See what he gonna do.
He don't care. His Toronto Raptors won a title.
Right, right.
And he only shows up for playoff games.
Yep, yep, yep. I'm interested in the Evanescence joint, of course, the Green Day. I want to see what J. Cole is going to do.
Put you to sleep.
I hope he don't put me to sleep on his next album.
I'm sure he will.
I mean, his last album, he ain't put me to sleep. He just sounded like everybody else, though. It was just like, nah, I ain't going to. Like, I need you to do something better.
Sounds like a put you to sleep album to me.
Other people in the game don't put you to sleep. It's just that they don't be saying nothing. And he won't say nothing.
Hey.
You know? I'm looking forward to that Sam Smith joint, too. You know? I might check out that Migos joint, just because.
Good for you.
I don't know about that Young Thug or that Party Next Door. We'll see. We probably, on a late night, if I ain't got nothing else to do, like absolutely nothing, I might check out that Selena Gomez joint. Might. I done listened to a lot of music in the last like 2-3 years. I'm definitely checking out that Alicia Keys joint though when it comes out. You should too, being that you ain't never heard of Alicia Keys joint. I think you should do that.
Yeah, sure.
You got any movies?
Oh yeah, I just pulled that up.
Yeah, what you got as far as the movies, man? What's coming out?
Well, as far as 2020 goes, they got the live action Mulan.
Mulan, okay.
They got No Time to Die, new 007.
New 007, of course. This is the one where we got the black girl, right?
Yeah, but they don't even feature her.
They don't even feature her. Okay,
you know.
Yeah, they wanted us to make sure.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want.
Because there was public outrage.
Yeah, public outrage. Voice of public outrage.
Why? Why is it a black woman that's going to be 007? It's not fair. It's just not right.
You got a Quiet Place 2.
Yeah. Okay, so we get to see what happened.
Uh-huh.
The other dude's not going to be in it no more because he died,
yeah,
right?
He died.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So, okay, yeah.
You got Birds of Prey, that Harley Quinn joint.
The Harley Quinn joint. I'm looking forward to that one.
See what I would say got. Bad Boys for Life.
Bad Boys, yep, yep.
You got Wonder Woman 84, I think it's called.
Oh, got the new Wonder Woman. Yep. Okay, all right.
You got the new Top Gun, Tom Cruise coming back. Top Gun Maverick. Top Gun?
Oh, shit.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Who the fuck? Is that going to be a live action or is that animated? Yeah.
It's like both.
Okay.
Because I know Jim Carrey, I think he's the bad guy. Oh, Eggman or whatever is the dude name.
Oh, okay.
You got the Doolittle joint with Robert Downey Jr.
The Doolittle joint. How many times they going to make that goddamn movie?
I don't know.
How many times they going to make the movie about the motherfucker talking to the animals, goddamn it? How many times? Eddie Murphy did the joints, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He did Dr. Doolittle 1 and 2 or some shit. Dr. Doolittle.
I think he did two of them.
Yeah.
And I think Raymond Simone was in the second one.
Yeah. Why are we continuing to do that? Robert Downey Jr. and that dog, right? Right. That's him, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I'm checking that one out. We'll probably wait until that shit come on TV or something.
You got the Black Widow.
The Black Widow movie. Okay. Okay. That's the first Marvel joint of the year, right?
It looks that way.
Okay. Looking forward to that.
You got the Kingsman. I don't know if that's part of the...
The Kingsman series? Yeah, yeah, that's part of the Kingsman series, right?
Okay, I haven't even watched them.
You not watch any of those joints?
Nah, man.
Oh, man, you gotta check those joints out. Samuel L. in the first one, boy. Woo! Yes.
You got the Gentleman with... I don't know.
The Gentleman,
With,
that one seems what's like
that
a...
Dude, what's that dude name?
What's that dude's name? That dude.
Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey.
Because he's all over the commercials.
Yeah. The Lincoln commercials.
Yeah. Nah, but he's been doing the Gentleman commercials too.
Yeah. So, that might be an interesting
you
movie.
Got this underwater joint. I kind of want to check that out.
That's what it's called, right? Underwater?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the little horror joint, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep, yep.
And
might check that out.
You got this the Bloodshot with Vin Diesel.
Bloodshot with Vin Diesel.
I think I showed you the trailer.
Yeah, that's the joint you showed me. That trailer. That's sick joint. Yeah. You know, I got my Fire Stick updated.
Okay.
I got my Fire Stick updated. I did try to watch a movie, but I got interrupted. The shit kept buffering, so I'm going to try to re-update, try to get the... Because I tried to watch it off of something else other than Cody. I got to get Cody updated again on this shit and get it straight, so...
No, you also, you know, you got The Grudge.
Yep, The Grudge joint is coming out.
You know, a new Hansel and Gretel. I don't know how many times they're going to remake that shit.
They need to stop remaking that bullshit. Stop it. Stop it.
For real.
Is it animated?
What?
The Hansel and Gretel joint.
No.
See? That's the only way I watch it. Just make it an animated movie. Make it a kids movie so the kids can watch it. Stop trying to make it like, oh, we killing motherfuckers and stuff. I don't want to see that. Hansel and Gretel ain't about killing motherfuckers. Stop.
You got something called the New Mutants. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
I think that might be a Marvel joint.
Might be a Marvel joint.
Yeah. You got Peter Rabbit too. Like anybody really cares. Legally Blonde 3. I don't know why.
Legally Blonde. Okay.
Fast Furious 9.
Is Tyrese gonna be in that one?
I don't know, man.
Let me stop fucking with that guy, man.
You got a Candyman.
A new Candyman coming out? What? That's crazy. They can't, they just don't know what to do with horror movies no more. It's just like, we could just rehash whatever we had out before because we don't know how to make a new horror movie.
You got the Ghostbusters, I think, with the original cast.
How are you going to do it with the original? Didn't one of them guys die?
I think one did die.
Okay. But it still would be Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and the black guy, right?
Yeah.
Because I think the Vickman is the one. No, it wasn't Vickman. Simon.
Spangler.
Yep, yep. That's the one that died. Sorry.
Escape
Room 2. I want to see that. I want to see that, see where they went with this. The first one was okay. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
You got Bill and Ted, Face the Music.
Okay.
I don't know why, but they are.
They facing the music.
The Conjuring 3.
The Conjuring.
Yes.
The Conjuring universe has been like...
I love him.
They've been good movies. Like, they're not scary to me, but they're like funny as fuck to me. I like them goddamn movies. You know, better than them suck-ass Paranormal Activity
got,
movies.
G.I. Joe Snake Eyes.
G.I. Joe Snake Eyes. You know, I always wanted them to make a Metal Gear Solid movie. You ever played a Metal Gear Solid game? I think they should make a Metal Gear Solid movie.
Got Venom 2.
Venom 2? Okay. Mm-hmm. The first Venom was okay.
It was all right. You got Halloween Kills featuring Jamie Lee Curtis.
They doing another Michael Myers movie?
I liked the last one.
Okay.
It was good.
Cool.
Kong vs. Godzilla.
Kong. I don't like Godzilla movies. None of them. Liked any of them. Or King Kong movies. I've never liked any of them.
Okay. Coming to America.
Coming to America. Of course, we got the Black Excellence movie.
Yes. They're remaking West Side Story. I don't know why.
Don't know why.
The Croods 2. I like the first one.
The Croods. Yeah. That's that animated joint, right? Okay, yeah. I remember that joint.
It looks like a live-action Tom and Jerry joint.
Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry was a great cartoon. With no audio in that motherfucker. Like, they ain't have to say nothing.
They didn't say nothing.
So
other than the black lady whooping Tom's ass or whatever the fuck.
She didn't even say nothing when she was beating him.
So
it was great. So I don't know what you gonna do with a live action Tom and Jerry, but whatever.
Hey.
You know, it is what it is. We'd like to welcome you guys to 2020. Now, there's some crazy ass news stories. Of course, you know I always bring the weird news to you.
All right, let's do it.
You know I always bring the weird news to you. So, a man was arrested in Oklahoma the other day. You want to know why he was arrested, bro?
You going to tell me anyway?
He abducted a man, and he abducted a pack goat.
A what?
A pet goat. He abducted a man and his pet goat. Yes, I said that. He was arrested in Oklahoma after carjacking a truck from outside of an adult store in Missouri with a man and his pet goat inside. Two men stopped at an adult video store in Missouri early Wednesday afternoon.
You said a video store?
An adult video store. Like porn.
Dude, porn is free.
And it was two dudes and a pet goat that went to the adult store. The driver of the truck went inside while the passenger and his pet goat remained on the inside of the truck. The man fell asleep. That's when police say Brandon Kirby, age 40, jumped into the truck and took off. He was high off meth. And he drove and took police on a high-speed chase through Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma, pistol whipping the passenger the whole way.
Dude, how you got enough gas to go through three states?
The victim said that Kirby eventually let him go. He suffered wounds from being pistol whipped. But not only was he on a high speed chase, he was on a low speed chase because the lowest the speed that they were going was 15 miles an hour.
And you didn't bust this nigga off the road at 15 miles an hour.
He just wouldn't stop. He just wouldn't stop. He just wouldn't stop.
Yeah, because he ran into some traffic. Like, shit.
He just wouldn't stop. But he abducts a meth head, abducts a man and a pet goat. Like, why did you jump into a truck with a guy and a pet goat?
He on meth. He don't need no reason. He don't need no reason.
He don't need no reason.
Nah.
He just out there. Just like, yo.
Yep.
Let me commandeer this truck. Now, my next news story, I just got to ask you, man. What do you do if your son drinks the last little bit of juice, tea, soda, whatever you like? What do you do in that situation if your son just drank the last little bit of it?
I mean, if we ain't got nothing at the house, I'll fucking drink water.
You're going to drink water, right?
Like,
well, that ain't what this dude did.
Yeah, I got plenty of bottled water at the crib.
Well, that ain't what this dude did. Kennard did not do this. So a father in Louisiana was arrested by police yesterday.
Black.
Can I finish?
I'm just saying he black.
He was arrested by police yesterday. And police said he held a gun to his son's head for drinking the last Dr. Pepper in the refrigerator. That's right. A mother in West Monroe, Louisiana, took her 9-year-old son to the sheriff's annex on Wednesday to file a report. The boy told police that his father, Chad Kennard, age 39, had been drinking alcohol all day before he held a loaded handgun to his head. The boy told police that Kennard was angry that he drunk the last Dr. Pepper. The boy's 11-year-old sister told police she hadn't seen the incident, but Kennard confessed to her that he held a gun to the boy's head. Kennard was arrested, during which time they found a small handgun on his bedside table. He's being charged with domestic abuse battery and child endangerment. That's what this is a felony.
I hope you get butt fucked in jail.
He held a gun to his son's head because his son drank the last Dr. Pepper.
Piece of shit.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Piece of shit.
The reason why I asked you what you would do, you would just drink water or you would drink something else that's in the fucking refrigerator. He was drinking alcohol already. If you drinking alcohol, what the fuck you need with the Dr. Pepper, nigga? You good.
Chaser, maybe? I don't know.
Fuck out of here.
I mean, maybe he's one of those people who only drink soda when they got alcohol in it.
Maybe. Which, in turn, you wouldn't need the soda if you got the alcohol. You just don't need it.
Well, maybe he want to dilute it a little bit so he can keep on keeping on.
It still ain't no excuse for
there
holding
is no excuse.
A gun to your son's
there
head.
There is no excuse.
You know. Now, this one is going to take a dark turn here. A little bit of a dark turn. On New Year's Eve, when you guys are ringing in a new year, please, for the life of you, stop shooting guns in the air. Just stop. Because a Texas nurse was killed just minutes after the new year was rang in. Because she was hit by a straight bullet during a New Year's Eve celebration with her family.
Where?
In Texas.
Of course it was Texas.
Philippa Ashford was standing out in her driveway watching the fireworks and bringing in the new year with her family when the 61-year-old nurse collapsed to the ground, clenching her body, saying, "My chest, it hurts." They found that she was grazed, but she was hit by a straight bullet from motherfuckers shooting off in the air. She died on New Year's Day.
Nigga, they wasn't shooting in the air. Shooting in the air don't, you know what I'm saying? Bullets go up.
They go up and come back down. They got to come back down at some point. The shit came back down and hit her. She is the matriarch of this family. She is 61 years old. Well, and she lost her life on New Year's because motherfuckers want to shoot guns.
You know how I feel about guns. Yeah. Ain't shit going to change because they don't want to change the gun laws. So there you go.
But please, stop doing that shit, man. You're killing innocent people.
Especially in Texas.
You know, you're killing innocent people.
Fucking Florida.
There was no reason for this woman to die. None. Stop shooting guns off in the air when you're celebrating New Year's, 4th of July, whatever you celebrating. But motherfuckers say, but they do the 21-gun salute when they bury soldiers. Nigga, they are shooting off blanks.
For real.
Stop killing people unnecessarily. It's ridiculous. You don't have to shoot off guns in the air as part of a celebration. Go watch the fireworks or something. You fuckers. Now back to the stupidity. Back to the stupidity.
Shit, that was stupid too.
That was stupid, but oh. Just to go back, the dad that held the gun to his son's head, he was white. He wasn't black. Just so you know.
I'm sorry, niggas.
More out of Louisiana. Because in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Corey Jones was arrested.
Now he black.
This is true.
Yeah, that name.
Corey Jones.
Yeah, that's a black name.
He was arrested and booked on domestic abuse battery charges. Now, why was he arrested for domestic abuse?
I'm listening.
His roommate came home after a long, hard day at work. He had a bad day at work. An argument ensued, and Mr. Jones ripped open his roommate's scrotum. Yes, nigga, scrotum. the nut sack. That's right. He ripped this shit open, lacerated the nigga's nut sack.
With what? His bare hands?
Don't know. They didn't say. They just said a struggle ensued after the victim returned home from a bad day at work. An argument ensued. A struggle ensued. And the victim's testicle sack was torn open, leaving a significant laceration. It requires stitches and will leave a permanent scar. It's unclear what the argument started for over, but it led to fisticuffs and the victim's scrotum was ripped clean open. Why the fuck you gotta be messing with niggas' testicles for, bro?
Why the fuck you living with a friend?
Niggas don't live with friends, though.
Yo, I lived with a friend once, never again.
Never again? What happened when you lived with this friend, bro?
You just realize shit that you don't like. You got friends, you know.
You ain't like the way that nigga left all his clothes in the hamper. Nah,
the crib was never dirty or nothing. It's just little shit. It's always something little.
You ain't like the way that motherfucker ate. Like the way that motherfucker chewed when they was eating shit.
I think it's more, he was more selfish than anything.
Like he put his name on shit in the refrigerator and shit.
I don't know. Like that. I don't know, man. It's just little shit.
Little shit. I understand where you're coming from, though, man. I tell people all the time, man, don't live with your friends. Do not live with your friends. That shit'll show you a whole different side of that motherfucker, and you ain't gonna like them no more.
Yeah, it really will.
Don't live with your friends. Now, that guy was black. We said that.
Mm-hmm.
Next up. Blue Buffalo dog food is being sued. They're being sued by Shannon Walton, who purchased Blue Buffalo dog food. She purchased the Wilderness Rocky Mountain recipe for her 7-year-old dog.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the packaging, the advertisement on the packaging says that this is it's inspired by the diet of wolves. That's what's on the packaging. It's the Wilderness brand, and on the packaging, inspired by the diet of wolves.
Okay.
Well, I guess this bitch thought that wolves are lean, small, and skinny, and that it didn't matter how much her dog ate this shit, he won't gonna get fat. Well, her dog got fat off of wolfing down cans upon cans of this shit. And her dog now is plus size with diabetes. So she is suing the company for false advertisement.
How much does she feed this motherfucker?
Don't know. He's wolfing down cans upon cans upon cans of this shit. And she is suing this company for false advertisement. Because the food contains carbohydrates that are neither healthy for dogs nor a part of a meaningful diet for gray wolves. Nigga, wolves are in the wilderness eating whatever. what are you talking about?
Bitch, if you was in the woods, they'd eat your ass. bone.
Wolves are in the wilderness eating whatever. They ain't thinking about carbohydrates and fucking protein, bitch. Why are you feeding your dog cans upon cans upon cans of this shit? Ridiculous. The dog now has diabetes and is overweight because this bitch just wanted to be giving her fucking dog cans upon cans of this shit. Is this lady black or white?
She gotta be white.
Got it. Okay. Cool. You got that one right. In Massachusetts.
Oh, this is a white person. The state gave it away.
The state gave it away. a Massachusetts palm reader. Now, for this one, I don't know who's more stupid. I don't know if the victim's more stupid or if the perpetrator's more stupid.
You said a palm reader?
Yes.
The victim is more stupid. You gonna do a palm reader. You stupid. You stupid as fuck.
They stupid for going to a palm reader, though.
Yes.
Well, a Massachusetts palm reader has been brought up on 6 counts of obtaining property by trick, attempting to commit a crime, criminal harassment, and larceny, intimidating a witness. She conned this woman out of $71,000. $71,000 she conned this lady out of. Tracy Melovitnich. Milanovich.
Nobody cares.
Milanovich. Tracy Milanovich, age 37. She pled not guilty to the charges at hand.
Bitch, why are you giving somebody $71,000 because they read your fucking palm?
Oh, we get into that. So, Tracy, who runs a business called the Tracy Psychic Palm Reader, convinced a client that she needed the cash to purchase items, including towels and bedding and household supplies, to banish a spirit from the woman's possessed daughter. The woman paid the $71,000.
For some towels and blankets?
$71,000
for some towels and blankets?
Towels and blankets. Because
all this shit's made out of gold?
Because Tracy was supposed to be performing an exorcism on her daughter.
Because you read palms. Because you read palms, you can perform an exorcism.
She was supposed to be performing an exorcism to release the demons from this woman's daughter.
She deserved to get scammed. She deserved that shit. That lady probably, that palm root is like, are you for real? Like, oh, I'm about to get you. You stupid as fuck. Coming to a palm reader for an exorcism. Going to a palm reader for an exorcism.
Yeah. She got away with 70. Well, she would have got away with 71,000.
They should let her go.
They should let her go.
They should
drop them charges.
Hell yeah, man. That bitch is dumb. You go to, just for going to a palm for exorcism?
Yeah, man, for exorcism. She went to the palm reader. She needed the demon banished from her daughter.
I bet you wasn't nothing wrong with the daughter. She probably thought your old ass was crazy, too. Shit.
Yo, I couldn't imagine going to somebody and be like, yo, I need an exorcism. Now, how did the lady get to 71,000, though?
Buying blankets and towels.
And household items to perform an exorcism. Like, how did you get this 71,000?
Like, what household item? New windows?
Storm drains? They built the whole entire basement for this. They needed to build a new basement for this exorcism. They had to build an addition to the house for the exorcism.
They renovated that bitch.
They renovated the whole house.
Hell yeah. New furniture, all that shit.
They had to buy. They had to put a down payment down for a new house. That's what it was.
Shit. You can buy my house for that price.
This shit is ridiculous. But yeah. So you think they should drop the charges?
Hell yeah.
And yes, Tracy, the palm reader, is white. But I think she should get off too, man.
Yeah, man. She ran into a dumb fuck. ain't nothing else to say.
Now, we progressively get more stupid.
I'm just saying, you know, when you ask stupid questions, you get stupid responses.
Yeah. So, in Dayton, Ohio, a man attempted to rob. He was armed. Robbed a Dollar General store. The clerk at the Dollar General store, who was also carrying a weapon, shot off a round into this man's chest and killed him. He shot and killed the armed robber who attempted to rob his Dollar General store.
What was he trying to steal?
Don't know what he was trying to steal, but the shit ain't about the armed robber. The story is about the brother and sister of the armed robber who is furious that their brother was killed at a Dollar General store by a clerk who should have never had a gun on him in the first place.
It's probably true.
Nope. The Dollar General clerk was licensed to carry a gun, and being that he was the only person that worked in the store, he was allowed to have his weapon on him at all times. He had his weapon on him. He was being robbed. He fired off a shot in the guy's chest, and the brother and sister are upset with this guy. And here's the exact words that the sister said. The sister, and I quote, says, "I understand my brother was doing wrong, but you were getting robbed. Oh, well, you ain't supposed to take matters into your own hands. You supposed to call the police. Now we have my brother who is dead because of you carrying a weapon at work, and you shouldn't have. And you taking matters into your own hands, and you shouldn't have." That's end quote. That's what she said. She said, "You were being robbed. Oh, well."
Is that a black or white person?
That woman was black.
Okay.
And she said, "You was being robbed. Oh, well."
Okay.
"You should have called the police. You ain't supposed to take matters into your old hands. He being robbed. Your brother is robbing him. At gunpoint, he has a gun waving in this man's face, telling him to give him all the money. The man decided to go to his hip. He reached for his shit, and he fired off faster than your brother. Your brother went in the motherfucker trying to rob somebody. He got killed for trying to rob somebody."
Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, like, I really don't know what to say about this.
It was just funny to me that she would be like, she's mad about this? She's upset about this. I understand people upset that they lost a brother. But your brother wasn't doing right.
No.
He was robbing a store.
Yeah.
Now, my thing is, what would she have said if it was the other way around?
If her brother shot that dude.
If her brother shot and killed that guy.
She probably would have said he deserved it.
She probably would have said
that. With her logic.
With her logic, she probably would have said that. But she said, "Oh, well, you was getting robbed."
She probably said, "He shouldn't have said something that he shouldn't have been saying. Oh, well."
Yeah, she would have said, "Oh, well." Just like she said, "Oh, well, you was getting robbed." Fuck is wrong with these people?
That's like when I go on Facebook and I see these dumb people saying, "Free this person." Like, why? They in jail because they did something wrong. Leave their ass in jail. I don't care if that's your friend, brother, family member. I don't give a shit.
Right.
I hate that shit. I hate that shit. I got mad friends in jail. Keep their ass there because they don't deserve to be out.
You did wrong, man.
For real.
When you do wrong, you got to pay the consequence. Now, there are some people that's in jail that shouldn't be.
That's true.
That's innocent. That they trying to, you fighting for those people. But, nigga, you know Lil Ray Ray ran up in that store.
Yeah.
You know Malik killed somebody. You know he did. Stop. Get your goddamn t-shirts off that say fucking free such and such.
Yeah. You know that nigga sell mad drugs.
That nigga been a gangbanger his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
His daddy was a gangbanger. His daddy's daddy was a gangbanger. And you out here talking about some free this nigga. He been doing drugs, selling drugs, killing people his whole life. Stop saying free this nigga. He should stay right where he at.
Yup.
Now, our last story is a local one. Not from here, but local to my mother. My mother lives outside of Richmond, Virginia, Midlothian, Virginia. On their local news, and this is up the street from her. Yeah. A guy walked into a gun store and attempted to rob the gun store with a knife. You can't make this shit up, people. I'm going to say that one more time. Just for you guys who might have missed it, or you think you heard what I said, but you probably... A guy walked into a gun store. A store that sells guns, ammunition, and things of that nature. He walked into a gun store, and he tried to rob it with a knife.
Like, if I'm in the store... You know, if I'm working there, I'm gonna look at like, motherfucker, are you serious? Like, come on, seriously.
Every person in the store that works
probably
in the store
had a gun on them.
Has a gun on them.
I'm just like, that's what I'm saying. Like, nigga, are you serious? Come on.
He attempted to rob the gun store with a knife. You can't make this shit up, people. I just don't understand what level of stupidity you got to be on. To walk into a gun store.
Was he high or something?
They didn't say he was high.
Like, you
didn't say he didn't say he was on any drugs. Didn't say he was.
I just find it hard to be that dumb.
Niggas is stupid.
Nah, I find it hard to be that dumb.
Just that dumb. He walked into a gun store and tried to rob the store with a knife. What you thought you was going to get? You thought maybe they was going to give you a gun so that you could continue to rob them or something? I don't understand the logic behind this.
It's stupid. There is no logic to that. Like, that shit don't make no sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
It don't make no sense.
You can't make this shit up, people. This is a true story. Happened in Midlothian, Virginia.
He really brought a knife to a gunfight.
He did.
Literally. He literally.
A knife to a gunfight. I don't. Not only. It's not like. Now, this store. If you ever been to Midlothian, or if you know of Midlothian, Virginia, it's not a metropolitan area. So it's not. You know, it's close to the city, but it's not the city. You got shops. They basically tore down all of these trees and shit to build malls, shopping centers, car dealerships and shit. But there's no bus line. You know, when you pay for a taxi to go out there, you paying a whole hell of a lot of money. You getting $30, $40 charge to go out there. So it's not like a grab and go. Like, you're not going to run into a store, smash the glass, and then you running and you can get away real quick. You damn near in the country almost. Like, you in the middle of nowhere. The only thing that's around you is acres and acres of trees and malls. That's it. Like, that's it. Where the fuck was he gonna go? After he tried to rob this. If he was successful in robbing the store with a knife, where was he gonna go?
Yo, he had to be high. I gotta believe he was high. I can't believe you that dumb. I can't believe you that dumb. He had to be high.
You think he had to be high? He had to be dumb.
Yeah, man.
They said he won't. But, you know, he could have been doing something. But still, it's just...
Yo, man, mental health is real.
Yeah, it is, man. It is. But those are my stories that I had for you. And that guy, of course, was white.
Yeah, he was. Niggas ain't that stupid. Word up. First off, ain't no nigga walking up into a gun store. Because you got to register that shit. They ain't doing that. Come on. Come on. Fuck out of here.
It's just funny to me. Like, yo, you just go walk in there, you just go try to grab you a gun with a knife. I wonder how that conversation went. Like, he walked up to the joint, like, yo.
Did they shoot him?
They did not shoot him. They did all point guns to him, though. It was about three or four.
They was probably laughing.
Yeah, like, yeah, are you serious right now? That's all you got? Like, I see you came here, you ain't got a bomb strapped to yourself or nothing? Like, what are you doing? Yeah. I know, man. It's mind-boggling. I wanted to end with that one because it was just like, it's just boom. It just blows your mind. Like,
yeah, man. That's ridiculous.
But the stupidity is real.
Sure enough is.
Now, I work for an oil company. Now, when you're at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're at home all the time. You would use more heat because you're at home all the time, right? You would think that. That's the case, right? So, I had this guy call me up today. And he was angry. He says, you guys miscalculated my automatic deliveries. I'm about to run out of fuel. I need you to deliver to me tomorrow or I'm taking my business elsewhere. Now, at this point, I need to probe. I need to ask some questions.
Okay.
So I asked the guy. I was like, yeah, did anything change in your household? Because we don't have you slated for a delivery until next week. Anything change in your household? You using more heat? What's going on? Like, how are you burning more fuel? He proceeds to tell me that nobody's been in his house since the last time we were there. And that was December 7th. So if nobody's been at your house, how are you almost out of fuel? Last time we were there was December 7th. We filled up his tank. If nobody's at your house, how are you possibly using more heat than you were when somebody was at your house? Doesn't make sense.
No, it don't. Unless somebody's stealing it.
Doesn't make sense, right? Doesn't make sense. So, we proceed to tell him, you know, calculations. We did adjust our calculations the last time we were out there because we had them slated for a delivery every month and a half. We changed it to every month. So we were out there on December 7th. We got him in for a delivery on January 7th. He was going to get another delivery, but he don't think he can last that long. Well, if ain't nobody been at your house and you ain't using heat, how do you use more product than you used when you were at your house using the heat? That doesn't make any sense.
Was somebody breaking in?
No, nobody was breaking in. So what the problem is, we've been out there. This will be our third year in a row telling this guy that your unit is insufficient. It's old. It's dirty. You either need tune-ups, you need parts replaced, or you need to get a whole new boiler system. He refuses to believe us. Thinks we're just trying to get more money out of him. Dude, you don't even have to get us to replace the shit. You just have to get the unit fixed. So that you're not spending more money than you need to on oil. No, it's your fault. You miscalculated. Okay, man, here's what I'll do for you. I'll deliver to you every 3 weeks as opposed to every month.
And then you're just paying more
money. So you're just paying more money. But we didn't want to do that to you. We were trying to help you out. But okay, whatever. But his complete logic of this is you guys messed up the calculations. You're not delivering to me on time. That's why I ran out the last time. No, you ran out the last time because your unit sucks. And the logic that you were coming to me with, the fact that you use more fuel when you're not at home than when you're actually at home, is asinine. This doesn't make any sense.
Hey, you shouldn't even argue with him. There's more money in y'all pocket.
What are you smoking? I didn't argue with him, but it was just the fact that stupid comes in all shapes and sizes. It just does.
Yeah.
Because common sense ain't so common. People just can't use common sense. They just can't get it. They just can't get it. We are failing our youth out here because they grow up and motherfuckers can't do basic math and can't formulate common sense. You just can't.
Shit. You learn basic math in your first 4 years of school.
Yeah, the niggas don't know it when they get older because they just can't put two and two together.
Yeah, well, whatever. Niggas are stupid, that's all.
I know motherfuckers don't use them anymore.
What?
Like talking about. But checkbooks. You should learn how to balance a checkbook. Or you should at least know basic math enough to be able to look at your bank statement and know that this is a pending transaction. Yes, over here, it doesn't show that it has hit your bank account yet, but it is a pending transaction. So you need to deduct that shit over here in the pending from the shit over here. So you know exactly how much money you have so you can stop overdrafting your fucking account. Anything that's impending, that means you don't have it anymore.
Pretty much.
But people don't understand that. Because they can't do basic math. 2 + 2 = 5. Okay?
It's 6. Not.
It's 6. But that's what they be thinking. Like, dude, what are you talking about? It's this conversation that you have to have. You know, it is extremely difficult to talk to a stupid person.
No, it's not.
When it's your job to talk to a stupid person, it's extremely difficult.
No, you just talk stupid back at them.
I don't speak stupid. I can't talk stupid back to them.
Oh, I can do that shit. That shit is fun, man. Because you start thinking about wild shit. Like, I don't even know, man. We'd have to hold like a stupid conversation and just see where my mind goes.
We're going to have to think of some stuff like that and do that in a future episode, man. I can't think of nothing stupid right now. It's just, sometimes it just makes you cringe. You just be like, what in the fuck are you talking about? And I don't want to talk about it this episode. But in a future episode, I do want to talk about, because one of our listeners, Angelina, brought it to my attention. The plight of a woman. And how hard it is to be in a society where men gawk over you and participate in rape culture. I'd like to talk about that in a future episode.
All right.
It's heavy. It's a heavy subject.
Like, I don't even know what I would even say.
Yeah, that's why I said I don't want to talk about it right now. I don't want to spring that on you right now. We'd have to think about it and formulate some opinions and really talk about it. But that's a topic that I would want to touch in a later episode this year. Just because I think it's something that I think women would appreciate a male's point of view from it. A male that's not a rapist. Or that doesn't participate in that type of culture. You know what I'm saying? I think they would, yeah.
That ain't no culture, nigga. Yeah.
Technically, it depending on how you look at it. But that is something I think we get into. You know, and also, I want to try, one of my things this year is I want to actually try to read more books. You know, you said it once before. You say, you know, if your son sees you reading, he would want to read too. And that's something I want to try to get into, reading more, you know, just to expand the mind, man, just to see what good books are out there.
You know? I used to read books. I don't know why I stopped.
Yeah.
Well, I got books at home.
Yeah. But that's just something that I think I'm going to be getting back into. So, and of course, as always, we're going to talk the music, the movies, the TV shows, you know. Hopefully, Matt listens to more than 3 albums this year.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Oh, I'm definitely going to listen to one. That's the Green Day joint. Yeah. So, yeah.
Depends on who drops.
You know, SP drop an album, you know, I'm listening to that joint.
Yeah, depends on who drops. I did hear there's supposed to be a new Lox album this year, too.
And that's album number 3.
And it's album number 3. Yeah. So, supposed to be a new Lox album that's supposed to come out this year. I heard about that.
I just don't want no features on that shit. Last album, it was all right, but it had too many features.
Too many features?
Yeah. Man. Like, you ain't... Do y'all, you know? Stop incorporating these young niggas that ain't got no game. You ain't got no bars. I don't want to hear that shit. Dude, I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear these shitty ass niggas singing on a chorus and shit. Nah, you want somebody to sing on a chorus? Call Neo or Usher or something.
Call Neo or Usher.
Yeah, man. I'm just saying.
So niggas ain't got no bars and niggas can't sing.
No. It's like I was at work the other day and I'm fucking Bambi listening to Ja Rule sing. Like, come on. Like, why are you listening to that?
You ain't like Ja Rule with the "Would I Be Without You?"
No. No.
That's I mean, just... DMX did it a little bit.
And look where his career ended up.
I don't know if you ever listened to the clips, but I think they're supposed to be bringing out a new album this year as well. Pusha T and his brother.
I think I might have listened to their very, very first joint way back.
Eminem might release something as well this year.
I mean,
maybe later on in the year he might
release. I hope he does.
Something new. Kendrick Lamar might release something as well. 21 Savage, Metro Boomin.
Nope.
Big Sean might release a new joint.
I only know one Big Sean song.
You only know the one Big Sean song.
And I've actually never heard him sing it. Just a little white girl.
Right. That's unbelievable. That, and you know every word to the song. You just never heard him sing it.
No.
Which is amazing. I think you should just go ahead on and listen to him sing this song.
Nah, I'm good on that. Because the little white girl makes me laugh when she do it. It's entertaining to me.
So it wouldn't be entertaining to you if he did it?
No.
Because it's his song.
Yep.
And he's trying to be serious.
Yep.
And she's not being serious.
Oh, she was being serious. She was telling this other little white bitch, "I don't fuck with you.
I don't fuck with you.
You little stupid ass bitch. I ain't fucking with you." Right. See, it's funnier when you see it face to face. Okay. She's sitting there telling this bitch. And she's like 10 years old.
Understand. And do you ever listen to battle rap?
Nope.
Would you be opening and listening to battle rap this year?
No, not really.
Okay. They got some big matchups that's gonna be happening this year.
I've seen some videos. I'm not interested in it.
Okay. They got some big matchups that's gonna be happening this year. You know.
Yeah, that shit don't interest me. Now, if you drop it on the track, maybe. But I don't want to see you all up in a nigga face and like somebody do that shit. I'm gonna punch you in your face. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think you can punch him in their face. If you out here, you getting 30,000 to stand there and listen to this nigga talk to you, and then you get to talk back, I think you'd be okay. I don't think you'd punch the nigga in the face and fuck your bread up. If you get 30,000
I'm not one to let somebody just stand there and talk shit to me.
You know?
That's just me. That's why I'm not with that shit.
You get your shit off, you go talk shit about him.
It don't even matter.
You get 3 rounds to talk shit about that nigga.
I could care less about talking shit. I'd rather just punch you in your face. Let's just fight.
Okay, so you want to be a boxer and shit. You want to go out there and...
No, I don't want to box.
Oh, you want to go out there and just fight.
Yeah.
So you go out there and fight. You know, I'll take the 30,000 just to stand there and let this nigga talk to me, and then I get to talk to him back. I'm going to take that 30,000 quick. All right,
well, you know.
Because these niggas getting paid mad money to stand there and do that shit.
Good for them.
And they got bars. They got bars. Niggas got bars.
Yeah, till you put a put a beat to it, and they...
Now, some of them can rap on beat.
Some of them?
Some of them. Yeah, some of them can rap on beat. Some of them can rap on beat. You know,
they don't make not like songs. Conceited when he got to say cut the beat.
Nah, not like, not like him. Not like conceited. Nah, not like conceited. No, conceited always cut the beat. It's mad battle rappers out there that's way better than that guy.
Oh, I know, yeah. I know. Like I said, I've seen shit.
Yeah, but you know, I'm gonna be heavy into watching that this year, man, because they got some big battles. Loaded Lux versus Sue Surf will be happening at the beginning of the year here. I'm going to be looking out for that. One of my favorite battle rappers is this guy named JC. I think he's got one of the best pens in battle rap. Dude got bars. He's going to be battling Charlie Clips from Nick Cannon's diss song. Nick Cannon and the Black Squad. Charlie Clips is our Black Squad.
Never even listened to it.
You didn't listen to that thing?
He made like three of them. I ain't listened to none of them. I don't give a fuck about Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon! Why you gotta do Nick Cannon like that,
man? I'm not.
He's hilarious.
You know, shit. He doing his thing. He making his money. I ain't mad at him. Yeah. I don't really care. I can't even watch his show anymore. That shit ain't even funny.
No, I ain't watched his show in a long time. You know, I'm also gonna watch the.
I only watched it for certain guests.
Yeah.
Then he just started having these people that I don't know, and they ain't funny.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm also gonna watch. You know, Michael Smith and Jemele Hill, who used to be on the show together on ESPN, they both did separate interviews on two separate platforms about their time. And why they both left ESPN. So I'm going to look at those interviews from those two.
I didn't even know he left ESPN. I only watch First Take. I don't watch nothing else on ESPN. Damn. Nothing else.
Nothing. And then, of course, tonight, going to watch that Wrestle Kingdom. Going to watch The Witcher tomorrow. Going to watch some more football. It's going to be a great weekend for me.
I finished watching... the TV show The Purge today, the second season.
The first season was good.
Second season was good, too.
Okay. I got to check out the second season. So, I finished up the first season of that. I told you, man, it's just so much stuff, man. Like, every time I turn around, it's something new.
Yeah, don't forget to check out Treadstone, too.
Yeah, and Treadstone. I got that on the list. Man, it's just, you know something, bro? When a motherfucker tell you that there ain't nothing on TV, them niggas lying.
Yeah.
Like, they just ain't looking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's too much stuff for me to be watching.
There really is. There's a lot on. And I ain't even gonna lie. I kind of hate it. Because I want to do more stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, damn. Like, this shit is good. This shit is good.
And you want to keep up with it. And so, yeah, I understand where you're coming from, man. It's when I choose to do other stuff, then I fall way behind. And then you ask me, yo, did you watch this yet? I didn't
watch
this.
But see, for me, too, I also have nothing but free time. Like, during the day, I'm home by myself.
Yeah.
And with the weather shitty, I ain't going nowhere. I mean, ain't nowhere to go anyway.
You know, pretty soon I hope to be at home all nights by myself. Well, not by myself, but, you know, I hope to be at home at nights.
I would like that.
Yeah. So.
Just to be home with my woman more.
Yeah. So.
Like, we see each other in passing most days. It fucking sucks.
Yeah. I think, though, that has fueled being your relationships been going on longer because you guys don't see each other as much.
Yeah,
you miss each other.
Like I said, it makes us appreciate each other more.
Yeah.
Because we'd probably annoy the I know I would annoy the fuck out of her if she see me all day, every goddamn day.
Yeah. It gets like that sometimes. You know, sometimes you just, like, you just snap just for no reason sometimes. You'd be like, damn, I ain't really mean that, man. That was my bad. Like, I was just irritated about some other stuff. I ain't mean to take that out on you like that.
No, it's not even that for me. I'm an asshole.
We know
and,
this.
you know, and I ain't got no filter.
We know this.
You know, I don't direct nothing personally, but you know, I'm gonna say my shit.
Yeah.
You know. And when she's not there, I don't have nothing to say. So, right. You know. And when she is there, I try to be extra nice just to make shit great. Yeah. But like when we're on vacation together, that's when we annoy each other. Or I annoy her.
Yeah.
You know.
It gets to that point sometimes, man. But I can't wait for a vacation later on this year. You know.
Yeah, I'm trying not to call out from work when it's boring.
I got
and use up 80. And use up all my sick time like I did last year.
I got my
80
hours of sick time.
So,
I got my 80 hours, my 2 weeks of sick time.
Must
right
be
now.
Nice. I only get five. Yeah. 5 days of sick time.
Sucks for you, buddy.
But I get 3 weeks vacation.
And I got two floating holidays.
I got two personal days.
Two floating holidays, four personals, 80 hours of sick time, and... Well, we don't get our vacation until June, so I gotta wait. I ain't got no vacation time yet.
Yeah, see, I'm pretty sure I'm taking a vacation for my birthday like I do every year.
Yeah.
And don't go nowhere.
Yeah, you just let me know when that is happening. We'll see what we can do for you.
My birthday's on like a Tuesday this year or something. for real.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll be getting that weekend.
It's a leap year, too.
Yeah, I'll be getting that weekend off, so it's no big. It's no big. You got anything else for the people, bro?
Patriots are currently losing, so that's good. It's only a point, 14-13.
All right. You know, we appreciate you guys, as always, bringing in the new year with us, man. You know, for you people, I told you on the last episode.
What you mean, you people?
Yeah, you people. I'm about to say which people I mean.
Okay.
You people. Fuck your resolutions. New year, new me. Fuck you, nigga. All you people that say new year, new me, and you bring out your little stupid ass resolutions, and you don't keep them after 1 week. Fuck you.
Yeah. See, if I'm gonna say something to that, this stuff for me personally that I want to do differently, I ain't gonna say it out loud. In case it don't fucking happen, then I look like an idiot.
Yeah. You, you keep that shit to yourself. You we know? Don't care what your resolution was. Fuck you and your resolution. And fuck you niggas who say new year, new me. Nigga, you was just the same 38 hours ago.
Yeah. What changed?
Nothing. You know? But we appreciate all our listeners, man. Hopefully, we can expand the listener base this year. We appreciate the people that's been with us. This has, again, been the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. That's my homeboy, Matt.
Yep.
I am Antoine Y. Slicker, and we out.
We out.